Now to the business of advertising. Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column in Slate. Here's his review of a new ad that tries to elevate a vacuum cleaner to the status of a functional work of art.
This 30-second spot is for a vacuum called the Dyson DC07. It opens with a floor-level shot of a man cleaning a carpeted room with a generic upright vacuum. The camera angle here reminded me of the Japanese director Yasuhiro Ozu, whose films are famous for their tatami mat level viewpoints. All we see are the man's legs.
Well, I was vacuuming at home one weekend with what I thought was a pretty good machine, and I was really amazed by the lousy suction.
The speaker, we soon find out, is a man who does not sit idly by when confronted with lousy suction.
So I took the machine apart and discovered the problem. A small amount of dust, and the bags and filters were hopelessly clogged.
Now we cut to a shot of this man who set out to make a better vacuum. The guy we see is not David Oreck, the plump Louisiana salesman whose cheesy ads show an Oreck vacuum lifting a 16-pound bowling ball. Instead, we see James Dyson, a British engineer with close-cropped gray hair and a stylishly faded T-shirt.
So I thought I'd try and design something better. And a few thousand prototypes later, I had it. No bags, no clogged-up filters, and the first vacuum that doesn't lose suction.
The closing shot of this spare ad shows us the machine itself, a boldly styled yellow and gray vacuum cleaner floating on a black background. Given the tone of this ad, I'd say Dyson hopes to be the Apple computer of vacuums, but with better market share. Because as with Apple ads, and Volkswagen ads for that matter, consumers who identify with the Dyson brand will assess it as cleverer than its rivals, its clientele a slightly rarer breed. The Dyson spot creates a velvet rope mentality because you have to be a little bit inside to fully get it. In stark contrast with David Oreck, James Dyson never says his own name or his product's name, and in fact, the brand name is never spoken at all, which is astonishing for a product that's still in the launch stage here in the U.S. Dyson relies on a logo that pops up only in the ad's final seconds, and on the vacuum's iconic look in the last shot. It's sort of the iMac of vacuums. I don't think any vacuum brand has tried to be cool before. It's a novel branding idea, and I'll be curious to see if it works. Dyson clearly does something right, since the company is now market share leader in Western Europe. It remains to be seen if he can conquer these shores, but I expect he'll have some success. After all, hipsters need vacuums too.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.